Well, if I compare it to 92 when I moved here and now, it seems like a completely different place.
Mark Sari, a professor of photography at Ball State, is a longtime village resident. He's lived in the same house on North Street for the last 23 years. He's also been a witness to the village's transformation.
To me, it was just sort of nice to have this place that was, you know, slightly bohemian and people wandering around and you could hear music at night and it was kind of romantic. So I miss that, but I guess progress usually wins out in these kind of situations.
Sari says the village's identity as a hangout has become somewhat homogenized with the new businesses moving in. There's a new regional chain restaurant and a bar, a frozen yogurt shop, and a locally owned Mexican restaurant. But not everybody from the old village feels the same way. Derek Edwards started his business out of a flea market booth and grew it into White Rabbit Used Books on the corner of University and Dill Streets.
It has brought more people into the village, actually living in the village. There's more commerce going on with the new bar across the street. I think it's better to have businesses down here than empty storefronts, though. Before they built all that over there, 90% of that block was empty, and it didn't make the village look good. It made it look like a slum.
Edwards does have reservations about future development in the village.
Right now, where we're at, the buildings on this part of the block, this is the oldest buildings still left in the village. All the other original buildings have all been torn down. So from Greeks down to the corner down here, Martin Street, these are the oldest buildings who were built in the 1920s. They're beautiful buildings, and I'd hate to see any of them go, really.
There's one village bar that's moving out of the village to reach a different audience, but keeping some sort of footprint in the area. Cleo's Bourbon Bar is partnering with its building mate, a Mexican food stand called Sir Nacho's. The new incarnation is called Three Amigos, a margarita bar named for its three co-owners. Cleo's, as it's now known, will move to the downtown area to reach what co-owner Ryan Clements calls an older crowd. Clements says bringing a Mexican-themed bar is not an attempt to compete with the culinary or atmospheric offerings of Brothers or Puerta al Paraiso.
I mean, if you try to compete with the Brothers, you can't. You can't. And I've never once wanted to compete with them. I want to be my own place. They're their own place. And we complement each other, not compete with each other.
Ball State professor of economics Cecil Bohannon says that new business in the neighborhood might be good for everyone's bottom dollar.
If you're a place that's been there for a long time, and then three or four other places that attract people in come in, some of those people might go over to your establishment and buy some cookies or eat some yogurt or buy a new dress or something like that. Who knows? So that would be something that would be consistent with that, that if you can get more business in, there is a kind of agglomeration effect.
Clement says that without multiple businesses that offer a variety of experiences and environments for customers to enjoy, the village will never get back to that level of popularity it was at before. But it isn't reestablishing that old identity he's working toward, so much as creating a new one entirely.
It's evolution, man. I mean, things always have to go away, and something else better evolves, and it has to evolve with the people.
In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.